It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The economy has me terrified. It doesn't seem to get any better, no matter how much money we give to the people who screwed it up. Plus, holiday retail sales have plummeted since December 25th.
Thank you very much, Mr. Colbert. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's WJFK's inaugural ball.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, January 20th at 7, we are all going to be at the Clarendon Grill in Arlington. The dress, my favorite part of this, is creative black tie.
How creative will you get, Mike?
I'll do what I always do, Rob. I'll be last minute, and I'm probably not really creative at all. Much like I was with my vampire teeth that were even given to me.
The teeth.
I'll wear the vampire teeth again.
I think that'll be good. You still have them, right?
No, I'm going to actually, I will wear jeans.
Nice, because that shows off your ass.
I will. AFU. Speedwagon's on a roll today. I will wear jeans. I will wear Western boots a la Bush 44.
Nice. Okay.
Is it 44?
Bush 43.
Yeah. Barack Obama's 44. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry about that. But then the rest will be tuxedo.
Really?
I will do the tuxedo thing, and then I'll try to dress it up as much as I can. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going
to
wear.
I have to take mine in to be altered.
As far as the ladies are concerned, I would like to see the ladies go for it and, you know, do the whole dress-up thing. I'd like to see at least some very sexy cocktail dresses.
Follow my lead, a tux jacket, no shirt.
And you please know don't do that.
Is there anything better than a woman in a glittery gown?
I like a glittery gown.
Oh, my God.
Katie,
I love
you
a
like
glittery
a glittery gown? Now, Katie, why are you rolling your eyes like that, hon? Come on, what are you doing?
I don't want to go.
Why don't you want to go?
What? Because
I'm there.
With you. I don't want to buy a dress.
Well, you don't have to. You must have something you can wear.
I really
don't. Don't you have a little black dress? Doesn't every girl?
Doesn't every girl
yes,
have
but
a little
hers
black
is
dress?
A, hers is a really little black dress.
I love my...
Don't sound like that.
No, I know you don't.
Rob is making a joke about Katie's
come on.
Height.
Come to the thing. It's going to be fun. You don't have to wear a dress.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear whatever you want. You can wear what you're wearing right now. You can wear your sweatshirt.
Or a jumpsuit.
Can I dress like Chad Dukes with like jeans and a tuxedo t-shirt?
Wear flannel.
Yeah.
Go all the way with Chad Dukes. Wear flannel.
He's going to wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
Nice.
Is it? Well, that's fine, too.
I think I could rock that.
Let me tell you. When we're talking about JFK's inaugural ball at the Clarendon Grill in Arlington, this line right here, dress is creative black tie. You know what that tells me? That tells me anything goes.
That is anything goes.
Absolute anything goes. And I mean
sky's
anything.
Sky's the limit.
CK told me I would have to wear a dress.
CK's wrong, and I'm overruling him for the first time since I've taken over this position.
Yay!
I am overruling him, and you can wear whatever the hell you want. That's what it's all about.
You tell Chris you'll wear a dress if he wears a dress.
This is a WJFK's inaugural ball. We don't have dress codes.
Right.
We have the opposite of that. Now, would I like to see people in dresses? Yeah. I'd like to see somebody in a bikini.
Man?
That's not going to be me.
I'd like to see people in sexy wear. But anything goes. And as far as the guys, I'd like to see people get creative. Like, certainly we're going to see shorts with tuxedos.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure something out.
Guaranteed.
I think it'll be really fantastic. And, you know, traditionally in Washington, D.C., it seems to me we have pretty cold nights on the night of the inaugural.
That's mostly what is pissing me off.
Why?
Because it's cold.
It is cold. Well, it's cold, but it's going to be, the weather sucks here.
No, you know what?
The weather sucks in most of the country, but it really sucks here.
We have a great, great history of weather in this city, and just because it's been cold and rainy for 2 days.
What do you mean? What in the name of God do you mean we have a great history of weather?
What about the Knickerbocker Blizzard?
DC was a swamp.
What about this?
The Knickerbocker Blizzard, that's a big tragedy that you just brought up.
Exactly.
You mean when the theater collapsed?
That's right. But let me say,
or was it a fire?
It was the snow made it collapse. We don't have
a great tradition of weather
in
this
town. What about the blizzard during the Kennedy inaugural?
That was a famous, very famous
fantastic blizzard.
And there
what
was
about
the cold
heat waves?
There was cold during Reagan's inaugural. Remember how cold it was?
It was cold. Isn't that great?
That's not great.
And
that's
then, you
sucky
know what
weather.
Have?
That's a history of suck-ass
we
weather.
We have heat, too. We have great heat in the
summer. We have horrible heat. It's
to
like a swamp.
About.
We're not close to the ocean, so you don't get any ocean breezes.
But what about the briskness of fall?
Oh, my God. You're making me puke. I
What's
swear to God. After 3 days of rain. Go ahead, Katie.
If 4 million people come into this city and we get a blizzard.
It's going to be great.
Oh, no.
It's going to be pandemonium, but I will be drinking at the Clarendon Grill. I will be there, and I hope you will be, too.
Do they have beer?
They'll have plenty of beer, I'm sure.
Love
we suggest
it.
A donation
it.
For the Ronald McDonald House. We'll have a silent auction and a 50-50 raffle. Clarendon Grill, just one block from the Clarendon Metro. That's right off the...
Orange line.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week. All right. Now get the neti pots open. Can we open the neti pots? Because while we're doing that, we're spinning two plates here because I've got to read the textures. I've gone through a few of them. There was one that was really good. I might have lost it, but it was not a finalist. So these are the texts so far for Rob's fruitcake. I need something to put down my pants.
Oh,
to make my junk look bigger.
It's already made that trip.
That's from Matt in Reno. I am an angry mailman listening every day on a Walkman with bad reception. Need fruitcake now. Oh, need fruitcake because they're trying to kill us. Yes. Oh, we have the neti pots?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Is the warm water in there?
Girl is here. TJ is here.
Do we have the boxes? That's like hot water.
Oh, that's
Katie, you need your own bucket. Katie needs a bucket. Because it goes out the nostril.
I needed a bucket on New Year's Eve.
It goes out the nostril.
Will you give this to Ms. Katie?
Now, wait a minute. All right, they brought the neti pots in, and I want to do this first. All right, so stop with the neti pots right now.
The neti pots need to cool anyway, so that works out.
Let the neti pots cool.
The neti pots really look like something from a Disney tea party.
All right, unfortunately, we have a problem with the textures. Katie has superseded the textures again. They're not paying attention to Rob's fruitcake because they want to do something else.
Of course.
All right.
You wouldn't laugh if you saw the details of what they did.
They're very, very easily distracted. One guy writes, I'm a 350-pound guy, but if Mike wants a bikini, so be it. Then another one says, make Rob wear the bikini. This has nothing to do with fruitcake.
Come on.
The first one that we all love, we're going to give the fruitcake to, okay?
Right.
Fruitcake from a fruitcake. No, not funny. Nah. Zeb in Woodland. I need something to put down my pants. Read that one already. Rob's fruitcake is on my bucket list. But I don't think his heart will make it to next Christmas trying to feed blood to the abomination he calls a head.
Wow.
That's very, very odd.
I like the way that started.
Talk dirty to me, Katie. She's in the way of the fruitcakes there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can there be lowrider jeans? See, now everybody's talking about the inaugural ball.
I think that's a request for your jeans, Mike.
I need a stand for my Gene Rayburn microphone. Matt in Reno.
That's clever.
Matt's going crazy here. Hold on. I'm getting down to the fruitcake ones.
Good.
I need something new to beat my wife with that doesn't leave marks.
Oh, this will leave
Matt
a mark.
Matt and Reno is like sending too many. Yeah. Matt, you got to let other people through here.
You're listening to I'm Nuts for Fruitcake.
I hold in my hand the last fruitcake.
Very good. And the best texture will win. All right, here's one. I just hit a...
What?
I just hit a zebra on Redland Road because I'm texting you. A literal effing zebra.
Wow.
In Rockville. Sir, congratulations.
That's a winner right
you,
there.
You, sir, have won the fruitcake.
That's all it took.
I don't even know if the guy wanted a fruitcake.
Doesn't matter.
Guys, get his number. It's right there. I just hit a zebra on Redland Road. I guess that's in Rockville.
Yeah, you know what?
How the hell do you hit a zebra in Rockville?
They're not native to the area.
Maybe a zebra has escaped from the zoo. Get that guy on the line. I would like to talk to him. His number, he's right down at the bottom of the text. I hit a zebra on Redland Road because I'm texting you a literal effing zebra in Rockville. So let's see if we can get him his fruitcake, and I'd like to get the story of the zebra as
Me
well.
Me too.
And has anybody reported a zoo escape or anything like that?
No, it must be a wild zebra.
Or for my zoo.
Again.
I bet that'll mess up your car.
Oh, that'll be terrible, yeah. Because, you know, you got the two colors. Be hard.
Three if you hit it.
I'm here.
Now he has racing stripes.
All right, very good. Congratulations. We're done. We've given away the fruitcake. Enjoy. Hold on just a second. This is Rick. I'll take this call from Spokane, Washington, when we're bitching about the weather.
I never bitched about our weather. I love our weather.
Shut up, Rob. Hello, Rick.
This is Nick.
Nick, sorry. I'm sorry.
Close enough.
All right, I'm going to get a bigger computer screen tomorrow. Nick, what can we do for you?
We actually, speaking of weather, in the month of December, they reported on, I think we made national news because we got 60 inches of snow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
But they neglected to say that it was actually in 2 weeks that we got 60 inches of snow. So you want to talk about angry mailman. I'm actually a mailman, and I'm on a route that's like curbside delivery.
One of the texters wrote that now in Spokane, the snow is beginning to melt, and it looks like Santa took a big... Yes, the whole city.
It's 40 degrees today, so it's basically like a sheet of ice with a big lake on every street. And then, it's ridiculous.
Well, I feel for you. I'm sorry about that, but I still love our weather.
Oh,
here. Shut
up, Rob. Thank you very much for calling, Rick. Mick, we appreciate it. All right, I've got the neti pot in front of me here. Relieves allergies and sinus symptoms. Don did this way back when, but I don't remember exactly how to do it. Easy flow, no spill, no mess pot design.
You know what the spout kind of resembles?
Ildo day? Yes, an Ildo.
It's anatomical.
It looks like it could be some sort of plug.
Wow, that plug really does.
Pour le butte.
It's sort of.
It fits your nostril.
Put it right up there by your nose, Katie.
Principles. I don't want to.
Nutty Pop principle. Well, where the hell? How much writing can they put on one? Here, Rob, you do this.
All right.
Get over to the microphone and read the instructions, and Katie and I will follow along.
I can kind of show you how to do it also.
Well, you've done it yourself?
Oh, yes, many times.
Well, then what are you sitting over there for?
I'm taking off
because
my
you
jacket.
Were busy reading.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Okay.
If you know what to do.
All right. May I borrow your pot for a minute? And how many times have you heard that?
What happened?
I'm not going to hold
it. What happened? What?
I got shocked again.
Jesus, this studio is going to kill somebody. I swear to God. Did you get an electrical shock through the headphones again?
Yes.
Is it because you were near water?
I'm not touching water.
That's just static electricity, I think.
All right, well, you don't have to wear the headphones.
Mike, I took off my jacket.
All yes. Neti pots operate on the principle of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Tilting your head and simultaneously raising...
Do I have to take off my headphones for this?
And your shirt.
Okay.
All right.
You lean forward.
I'm not sure if that was an O of intrigue or an O of pure absolute fear.
Horror. No, that was if I had
right.
to.
You lean forward like this, usually over a sink, and then you're going to tip this way. You're going to tilt your head to one side, and the saline solution.
Now, I have a completely crushed like septum from hockey.
Well, I don't know what that will do, but I know you tilt your head this septum. Way, and it should come out the other nostril.
All right, so hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I You're press, get this, the, all I press over. This nostril. Do I close this nostril? Do I
no,
press?
No.
Mike,
no. I was
tilting your head and simultaneously raising
I'll
the neti pot
Katie,
device.
Okay, I'll take the bullet the first time.
I'm
allows
watching.
The solution to flow down the nasal passages due to the effect of gravity.
Bend forward. Pour. There it goes, and it's coming out the other nostril.
Oh my God!
And it will make you go a little bit, but not too bad.
It's coming out.
It's, oh, my gosh.
Fun to watch, isn't it?
I need a tissue.
You're fine.
Yeah, gently. Very gently.
Why?
Well, because you don't want to blow your brains out.
No, come on.
Seriously. A gently blow. Just gently clear your sinuses. That's all you need to do.
There you go.
Can I do it again?
It's advised.
I kind of dug it.
You should do it several times. And
did the interns put the water in here? What kind of stuff did they put? Is there salt in the water?
It's got the medicine in it.
It's got a packet of salt.
Pre-measured, special, non-irritating salt.
And there's all kinds of packages. Look at them go.
Lean forward. That's right. You got to keep leaning forward.
Well, the top is coming down.
Don't turn your body, your head.
How come it's not coming out now?
Oh, I think there's
I don't know. It's your head is filling up with salt water, I guess.
Could I have another paper towel, please?
You can have a stack of
you
them.
You sound like a Washington there Post. You sound like a Washington Post columnist.
I need another paper towel, please.
My name is Jeffrey York. Good afternoon, brother. Brother, I've got another serious sinus infection, and I desperately need my neti pot. Can you please wipe me? Brother, my name is Jeffrey York. Hi, girl. Oh, girl's got regular tissues. Hi, don't I look great? Yeah, with like snot running.
Yeah.
Snot running down his nose.
Pay attention, girl. The seduction has begun.
All right, Katie, what say? You ready to give it a go? Hold on. Let me just give a good blow.
Let
first.
Mike blow.
Here we go. Oh, boy. I feel no change.
You look refreshed. That's rare.
Oh, my God. My eye came out of its socket. All right. There we go.
Better?
No.
Same?
Not one lick. Not
same?
One, not one. Absolutely. No, worse.
Really? It's harmed you.
Well, I got a blow.
Nah.
But Diane on the phone said it would help you.
What? Diane?
Diane
was a weird lady with a hat. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard.
All right. Does it take a while, Wes?
No, actually, it should clear you up right away, and a nice deep nasal breath afterwards
now,
should
my
feel
nose is so screwed
very
up.
Very refreshing.
Here's a deep
years.
Nasal breath
might,
for you.
Years and years of cocaine.
Might be your septum, yes.
All right, Katie, we've got just a few minutes left here. Please give it a go. Good luck to you, sweetie.
I think we should get a picture of this on the internet.
All right. Yeah, please.
No.
Yeah, oh, come on. Please.
Are you kidding? I'm not even wearing makeup today.
Neither is Mike.
I'm not wearing my eye makeup.
Everyone's going to be looking at the nozzle on that teapot.
It couldn't be more simple.
Okay. So
and you really have a sinus infection, so this is going to help you.
Right.
Okay, let's go.
So I lean forward.
Uh-huh.
My nose is too little.
No, it isn't.
Not.
Jam it in there. It'll fit.
It fits all noses.
Sideways.
Right. Tilt your head.
And whatever you do, don't laugh.
And pour. Keep tilting the pot. Keep tilting the pot.
It burns.
Oh, there we go.
Really should.
There we go. There.
There he goes. Yeah. There you go.
Rob, catch this in a cup for us, if you could, please.
This is too good.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now go the other way.
Yeah,
you know you want to.
God, she has never looked sexier.
I didn't do the other way. I didn't do the other way.
That's true. Yeah, you should go both directions.
You have to go both ways, Mike, just like me.
Yeah. I think we established that on yesterday's
exactly.
broadcast.
Exactly. Okay, right. I'm going the other way.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh my heavens, it burned. Oh.
You really shouldn't, unless you've got some bad irritation. If you ever have that problem, you can always go to a milder solution.
I do this.
Oh, until you think you're done.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
Until you think you're done. Thank you, Dr. Burbank.
You know what the best thing is?
Remind me to go to your physician's office,
Buzz. Share those tissues, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
My favorite thing is when Katie finishes and pulls the pot away and about a quart of water just falls out of her face.
There's some paper towels also.
How's you doing? Hey, what's for dinner tonight?
Soup.
Hope you're enjoying that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get all this snot out of us. And, we'll wrap up our neti pot and open the audio vault, Edward.
You sound great.
How's that for a deviated subject?
I like that.
Remember that, Dad? God rest his soul. Dad, remember when he said it's not broken? Remember that when Joe Hendrickson hit me with the stick? All right, we'll take a break. Come back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.